Today's daf is daf lamed dalet, so we're getting to the interesting discussion of mitzvah asei shezman grama. So the very bottom of lamed gimel amud beis, the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan ezu mitzvah asei shezman grama. What's an example of a time bound mitzvah? The Gemara says sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. All these things are only during a certain time. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, obvious, only come during Tishrei. Tzitzis, Rashi explains in tefillin. Rashi actually doesn't explain tzitzis, does he? Tzitzis by Olav Lav, Tzitzis Lav, Laila Lavzman, Tzitzis, we don't wear Tzitzis at nighttime. And Tefillin Rashi says on the top here, the Kasavar Laila Lavzman Tefillin, according to the opinion that Tefillin may not be worn at nighttime. Inam, right, exactly. Inam in Shabbos V'yomtiv Lavzman Tefillin, or even if you do hold, you may wear Tefillin B'Laila, everybody holds you cannot wear Tefillin on Shabbos V'yomtiv, because as we know, Shabbos V'yomtiv themselves are an os, so you don't wear the Tefillin, which is an os as well. What's a non-time-bound mitzvah? A mitzvah that can be performed at any time. So the Gemara says, mezuzah, makeh, avedav, shilachakan. So those are mitzvahs that have no time limit to them. The Gemara says, v'klalahu, is this really a rule? Hare matzah, simcha, hakel, the mitzvahs asei, shazman grama. These are all examples that are time-bound. Only mitzvah, only matzah only exists, tesvav, nisan. Simcha only exists during the regel. Hakel only exists during Sukkis, so what's the halacha here? So even though it's a mitzvah asei, shazman grama, nashim are chayavos in these. Rashi brings all the various sources, how we know, but that's the klal. Women are chayav, even though they're time-bound. Visu, moreover, the other direction. Hare Talmud Torah, Pura Rivia, Pidyon HaBen, Dela mitzvah asei, shazman grama hu. These are non-time-bound mitzvahs, yet nashim are pturos. So we see in both directions. So now you're probably asking, Pidyon HaBen is probably time-bound. Pidyon HaBen depends on the 30 days. So the Mefarshim explain, Pidyon HaBen, even though it is 30 days, it's not time-bound. There's no set time during the year. Whenever the child is born, the firstborn child is born, so then 30 days from the birth. But that's not considered time-bound. Time-bound means there's a set day in the year. That's part of a larger discussion, but that's the simplest understanding of why Pidyon HaBen is considered not Zman Grama. But even though they're not Zman Grama, we see that women are Pater. So we have some examples that Zman Gramas that women are Chayv, and some non-Zman Gramas that women are actually Pater from. So this isn't a klal across the board that all mitzvahs asei shezman grama, women are Pater, and vice versa.
It's really like that Mila also, no?
They talk about exactly, is Mila considered mitzvah asei? That was Tosos and Chavtes. We didn't learn together that as a Shabbos limud, but Tosos and other Rishonim talk about why women are pater, they should be pater because mitzvah asei shezman grama. Now, in light of that, based on that Tosos and others, there's a big discussion in Rishonim how one exactly defines what's zman grama. Is zman grama considered zman gorim, where time causes it to exist, the chiyuv to kick in, whereas zman grama means it's just time limited when it can be done, not because zman necessarily causes it, but it's limited in the time. So there are many nafkaminas. So either way, we see that the klal that was said above is not so true. The klal of the mission is not true that all mitzvahs asei shezman grama is women apater. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein lemeidim min haklalos." We cannot learn from rules. Whenever the Gemara says a rule, it doesn't really mean it's a rule. V'afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz. Even when it says all these except for, and it lists even the exceptions, even those are not considered an exhaustive list. You can never rely completely on rules. So even though the Gemara says mitzvah asei shehazman grama, women are pater, and sounds like it's a rule across the board, it's not true. It's not true at all. You could still, there are going to be exceptions. And the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah in Erevin, the Tanan, Bechol Maravin, Ubmishatvin. You could use any types of foods for making an Erev Chatzeros and making a Shitufu Mevaos to put together different alleyways and courtyards together. Anything can be used that all the neighbors put together money to have some food, some matzah. Any food can be used. Chutz min hamayim umelach. The only things that cannot be used are water and salt, says the Mishnah. So it sounds like that's the only thing, but anything else can be used. That's the simplest understanding of this rule and the exceptions. The Gemara says, is that really true? Is this really an exhaustive list? V'su leka, nothing else is excluded. V'ha ika kimimba pichios. What do you mean? We have different types of mushrooms that may not be used for this. So why wasn't listed? It should have said, chutz mina mayimu melech kimimu pichios. So we see, just like in this case of the Mishan Erevin, it was not an exhaustive list. So too, anytime there's a klal, it's not an exhaustive list. So that's what the Gemara says, Ela, ein lemeidim min haklalos, afilu b'makum sheneh bar chutz. We don't learn from rules, even if it says exceptions, we can never learn from rules. And the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Mitzvah really wants to know, based on the Mishnah, Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama Nashim Peturos Minalan. How do you know that women are pater from a time-bound mitzvah? Should we do a Tosfos today? How are we doing with time? We just started. We have time, maybe we'll do the Tosfos. It's very interesting Tosfos here. Let's do a little bit further, though. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama Nashim Peturos Minalan. How do we know that women are pater? Gamar mitfilin, we learn from tefillin, ma tefillin nashim peturos, just like women are pater from wearing tefillin, af kol mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama nashim peturos. So women are pater in tefillin, and tefillin is an example of a zman grama, so through the concept of binyan av, we say, or mamatzinu, just like we find the tefillin, women are pater, so to all other mitzvahs aseh shehazman gramas, women are pater. So the Gemara says, v'tefillin gamar la mitam Torah. So how do we know that tefillin themselves are women are pater? So, ma talmud Torah nashim peturos af tefillin nashim peturos. So, how do we know women are pater in talmud Torah? So, Rashi says, you see, Rashi three wide lines down. He says, ma talmud Torah nashim peturos dichsiv levanecha velo livnosecha. So now this is the whole chain of events. Women are pater from Torah because it says levanecha velo livnosecha. Women are excluded from learning Torah. Now through Hekesh, the Torah connects tefillin to Torah. So then, since women are pater Torah, they're pater in tefillin. Now that we have established that women are pater in tefillin, we say mamatzinu, just like women are pater by tefillin, which is a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, so too women are pater in all mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama. Then the Gemara asks, okay, v'nekesh tefillin l'mezuzah. So why not say just like women are pater in tefillin, maybe women should be pater in mezuzah as well, because the psukim connect mezuzah right next to tefillin, so they should be pater in mezuzah. So Gemara says, again, v'nakish tefillin l'mezuzah, tefillin l'talmud Torah iskish. So the answer is, no, tefillin l'talmud Torah iskish, bein b'parsha rishona, bein b'parsha shniya, right, in the parsha of Shema, and the parsha of v'hayam Shemoa, tefillin is juxtaposed to talmud Torah in both cases. So that's why we have the comparison of tefillin from talmud Torah. As opposed to the connection of tefillin and the mezuzah, it's only connected by parsha shniya, only in vayom shemoa, but lo iskish. Rather, tefillin the mezuzah, parsha shniya lo iskish. It's not connected in parsha shniya and vayom shemoa. So then the Gemara says, okay, that's why we don't connect tefillin to mezuzah. So then the Gemara says, maybe you should nakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. Maybe you should connect mezuzah to talmud Torah and say, just like women are parted from talmud Torah, so too, women should be pater in mezuzah, because the psukim connect tefillin, rather connects Torah to mezuzah. Gemara says, lo sakad adach, you can't really have a havamina to exclude women from mezuzah. Why? Dichsiv, the pasuk says, leman yirbu yimechem. In describing the mitzvah of mezuzah, it says, leman yirbu, that if a person wants to have a long life, you should have a mezuzah. So is that to say that gavri baichaye, nashi lo baichaye, only men require long life, women don't require long life? Certainly not. So since mezuzah is a bracha, it's almost a guarantee of leman yibru yimechem, so just like women are chayiv, just like men are chayiv rather, women are chayiv in mezuzah as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, v'rei sukkah de mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, sukkah, sitting in the sukkah, certainly a time-bound mitzvah, dichsiv besukos teshu shivas yamim, you're sitting in the sukkah for 7 days, taima dichasiv rachmano ha'ezrach, lohotis anashim. Women are pater. Why? Because the Gemara's in Sukkah tell us, since it says ha'ezrach, a man, a visitor, a guest, that comes to exclude women, that women are pater. But had we not had the pasuk ha'ezrach, ha'lav ha'chi, I would have thought nashim chayavos. You would have thought women are chayiv in Sukkah. Had we not had the special gzer sukkos of excluding women, I would have said women are chayiv in Sukkah. But why? Isn't Sukkah a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama? We should invoke that klal and say women are pater, regardless of the pasuk. You don't need the pasuk ha'ezrach. Women are pater because it's a zman grama. Amar Bai says no. There's a havamina to think. It's tzrich. I need the pasuk of ha'ezrach lahotzi nashim. Why? Because sakadaitech, I mean, I would have thought holvetichsib besukkos teshu, since it says you have to sit and dwell in the sukkah, teshu kente duru, you have to sit in the way that you live in the sukkah. Ma dira ish fi ishto, af sukkah ish fi ishto. Just like you live at home, husband and wife, so too in the sukkah you should live husband and wife. So that's a half minute to think that one should stay in, a wife is chayv and a woman's chayv in sukkah. That's what the Ramasa explains, one of the heterim, why maybe you shouldn't have to be in the sukkah at nighttime, since the wife isn't sleeping outside in the sukkah, she's sleeping inside, so too maybe the man could sleep inside as well. So either way, that's the half minute to think that women are chayv in sukkah. Comes the word ha'ezrach, Lahotzi is an ashram, that women are pater from sukkah. That's all according to Abaye. Comes on Rava Amar. Rava Amar goes to Amar Beis now. It's Tzirich. No, you know why you need to exclude women from Sukkah? Because it's Tzirich Sakadayte Chamina. I would have thought Nelef Chamishasar Chamishasar. There's the Gzer Shavav Tesvav Tesvav connecting Pesach to Sukkot. It's just like women are chayv matzah, like we saw earlier. Women have to eat matzah. Af kan nashim chayavos. So too, women. You might think through tesvav tesvav, women are chayv in sukkah as well. Therefore, tzriach, you need the word ha'ezrach to exclude women. Okay, we're good. Fine. Further, harei reiya the mitzvah aseh shas mangram. Reiya, there's a mitzvah every single regel that you have to go up to show your face to Hashem and bring a carbon riya. So that's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Yet we see that women are, the Rashi Gemara says rather, again, hare riya the mitzvah aseh shezman grama v'tayma dekas rachman zechurcha. The pasuk says zechurcha, that all males have to go to the mitzvah of a riya. Zechurcha lahotzi hanashim. It says dafka the men to exclude women. So the Gemara makes the same diuk. Ha lav hachi, had we not had this Pasuk of Zechurcha, I would have thought Nashim Chayavos, women are Chayiv. But why would you think women are Chayiv in Re'iyah? Re'iyah is a mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. You don't need a Pasuk to exclude them. They're excluded because of that yesod of mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. So Gemara says, Itzrich, you still need the Pasuk of Zechurcha to exclude them because Saka Daitachamina, I would have thought Nelef Re'iyah Re'iyah Me'ahakel. There's a Gzer Sashava, Gzer Shava from Re'iyah, from mitzvah Re'iyah, from Hakel. And by Hakel, women are chayv and Hakel. The pasuk says explicitly, "Kol nashim v'ataf." All men, women, and children have to go to the mitzvah of Hakel. What happens, right? Every few years, they have to go to do the mitzvah of Hakel. So therefore, just like they're chayv in Hakel, so too they're chayv in Re'iyah. That's why you need the pasuk Zechurcha to exclude women from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, despite the fact that it's mitzvah saseh shezman grama. So now the Gemara says, "Okay, adi alfinon mitfilin." Now that we already derived tefillin liptura to tell us that all cases of zman gramas, women are pater, that tefillin is the model of all zman gramas, nelef misimcha lechiva. Why not use a different model? We know that women are chayv in simcha. Simcha, it comes around all the regalim. So simcha is a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. So we should say, just like they're chayv in simcha, they should be chayv in all other zman gramas as well. Why are we using tefillin as a model to pater them from zman gramas? Instead, use simcha as a model to be mechayv them in all mitzvahs aseh shezman gramas. So Amar Abaye explains as follows. The din of simcha for a woman is not that she has to be mesamech herself. Rather, it's isha baila mesamcha. The husband has the obligation to be mesamech the wife. It's not a chiv on the woman. She's actually pater. With respect to herself, she's actually pater. It's the husband's obligation to be mesamecher. So that's why that can't be the model, because she herself is not chayv. She is simply an address for the husband to fulfill his own chiyuv. So Gemara says, okay, what about almana, ma'ik lememra? An almana, a woman who's widowed, who has no husband, so she's also chayv in simcha. See Rashi says, almana, ma'ik lememra, that you have to make sure that a ger and a yasam and almana are chayv, that they're fulfilling simcha. So if the almana has no husband, how is she getting any simcha? So clearly we see that the simcha is incumbent upon the woman herself. She is chayv in simcha. Gemara says, no, even the almana who has no husband is chayv in simcha, not from herself. What's the answer? Bishuya etzlo, referring to someone who lives near her. Her neighbors, those neighbors have to ensure that she has simcha as well. It's not her own, she's simply the address. The neighbors have the chiyuv to make sure she's misamech. And therefore, there is no chiyuv of simcha even on the women. So Gemara says, okay, how about nelef mehakel? Maybe we should use hakel as a model. Hakel is certainly a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. It comes once every 7 years, it comes, right? So the halacha is that they're chayiv, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. So let that be the model, that all other zman gramas, women, should be chayiv. So Gemara says, you can't learn from Hakel, because mishum dehavi matzeh v'hakel shnei ksuv mabom kechad. The women are chayiv in matzeh as well, which is also zman grama. So now we have two different zman grama mitzvahs, that women are chayiv in, and the klal is, v'chol shnei ksuv mabom kechad ein melamdim. When you have two psukim teaching the same concept, underlying concept, that serves at only those two cases, and nowhere else can it be applied. It cannot be used as a model. So the Gemara says, Yihachi, that's the case. The other direction, Tefillin v'ri'iyah nami shnei ksuvim b'an kechad, v'ein melamdim. From the other point, that Ria is a Zman Grama that women are Pater, and Tefillin is a Zman Grama that women are Pater. So say, Chol Sheik Suvman Ban Kechad Eim Lamdim. So therefore, that can't be used as a model either for all other Zman Gramas. So we're stuck. We can't use anything as a model. Yes, we have conflicting psukim telling us different things, whether the Chayiv in Zman Gramas or Pater, but both initial sources have two psukim teaching us the same thing. Two psukim teaching us that they're Chayiv, and two other psukim teaching us that they're Pater, and you have that same klal of V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Habank Echad Eim Lamdim. So you're stuck. We can't learn to any other example of Zman Gramas. So Gemara says no. Tricha. You need both cases. Whenever you have the klal of two psukim, chol shnei ksuvim abank echad, it only serves as a model of, you can't learn from it, is when those two psukim are unnecessary. Then you really could have learned one, and the second one could have been derived. Why are you writing the second one unnecessarily? Telling me that only these two cases, nowhere else. But if both initial psukim are necessary, that they couldn't have learned one from the next, they're both necessary to be taught, then you do not apply the klal of shnei ksuvim abank echad veim lamdim. So says the Gemara, Tzricha, you need to teach Tefillin and Re'iyah independently, that women are Pater, and you cannot have learned one from the next. Why? Because the Kasa Rachmana Tefillin had, the Torah only told us that women are Pater from Tefillin, Velo Kasa Re'iyah. So then, Havamina, I would have thought that the Taka Chayiv in Re'iyah. Nelef Re'iyah Re'iyah Mahakel. I would have learned that Kedzer Shabbat, just like women are Chayiv in Hakel, so too the Chayiv in Re'iyah. That's why you had to also specify Zechurcha, that women are Pater from Re'iyah as well. And now the other direction. Because Rachman Re'iyah had the pasuk only told me that women are pater from Re'iyah, below cost of Tefillin, but not that they're pater in Tefillin, didn't write it at least. Havamina, I would have thought that maybe women are chayiv in Tefillin because Akish Tefillin the Mezuzah, just like women are chayiv in Mezuzah because they also need Laman Yibur Yimechem, so too they should be chayiv in Tefillin because of the juxtaposition of the pasukim. Tzricha, so therefore it also had to specify women are pater in Tefillin. So we need to teach independently Tefillin are pater, and women are pater in Re'iyah, and therefore you cannot apply the klal of kol shnei ksuvim habam kechad. The Gemara now says, "Ihachi, that's the case. If that's really a rule, so hachi mat so v'hakel nami tricha. You also need to teach mata and hakel also independently. You can't learn one from the next. And once you can't learn one from the next, you cannot apply the klal again of kol shnei ksuvim habam kechad." What was the need to teach Matz and Hakel independently? You couldn't really learn one from the next. Bishma, this makes sense. Ikas of Harachman and Hakel, had we taught that women are Chayiv and Hakel alone, they're called Nashim et Tafer Chayiv, below Kas of Matz, and it didn't say Matzah. Havamina, I would have thought, Nelef Chamishasa Michagasukas, that they're Pater. I would have thought that women are Pater and Matzah from the Gezer Shava Tesvav Tesvav. That's why it also has to say Matzah as well. But the other direction, maybe the Torah should have just told us that women are chayiv and matzah, and there was no need to write that they're chayiv and hakel. I would have said, if tefelim chayavim, nashim lo kol shekein, the tefelim, the secondary level, meaning I think it's referring to the taf, right?
Yeah.
If the taf, or Rashi, the taf are chayiv and hakel, so certainly women are chayiv and hakel as well. They're more bar chayuva, they're more obligated in mitzvahs in general than infants are chayiv. So don't mention nashim at all. And I certainly know that hakel, the women are chayiv and hakel. Why did it mention? It must be telling us the reason why they unnecessarily mention hakel. It must be hilkach havale shnei ksuvim ban kechad, to tell me that no, only these two examples of hakel and matzah, women are chayiv in. No others man gramas. Veim lamdin, fine. So Gemara now says, Hanichel man damar, this all makes sense to the one who actually holds of such a klal. Deim damar eim lamdin, those who hold that you cannot learn from two psukim. This all makes sense. That the fact that it says, women are chayiv and hakel, and matzah, only those two cases, nowhere else are they chayiv and man gramas. El man damar, melamdin, ma'ik lamemar. But the opinion who holds that you actually can learn, even though the Torah gave us two examples, and even though they're unnecessary examples, you could still use that as a klal to apply elsewhere, that all other grammas, maybe they are takachayiv. So what are they going to explain here? V'su, moreover, mitzas asay shelo azman grama, nashim chayavos minolan. So furthermore, how do you know that non-time-bound mitzvahs, women are actually chayivim? That's learned out from mimora. Ma mora nashim chayavos af kol mitzvos aseh shelo azman grama nashim chayavos. So what's mora? So if you look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom, two lines up. Mimoras ish imo vaviv tirau. A man should fear his mother and father. And we said earlier, it wasn't mean tirau. Why plural? We start off in the singular talking about ish. But then the pasuk ends off tirau in the plural. So that's what the Rashi says, the alfinan bay noshim la'el, that women are also chayiv, because kishu omer tiro, hare kan shnayim, that implies two, both sons and daughters. So we see, just like women are chayiv in the year of their parents, which is a shelo azman grama, so too they're chayiv in all other mitzvahs aseh shelo azman grama. So the Gemara asks now, we're not going to get into the whole thing now, this discussion carries way into the Amid on Daf Lamed Hey, but we'll get it started with Pari Review tomorrow again. But the Gemara says, so once you learn from Mora of Av Va'em, the Gemara asks, V'neilef mi Talmud Torah. Why not learn from Talmud Torah that just like women are pater from Talmud Torah, even though it's Shelo Azman Grama, so maybe you should also learn from all other places that women are pater and all other mitzvahs aseh Shelo Azman Gramas. You guys with me on this? Yeah. But still, once you have a pasuk, then now that could serve as b'mem atzinu. It's a model to apply throughout Shas, throughout Kol Torah Kula, that women are pater in all other shelo azman gramas. So the Gemara says, no, the answer to this is very simple. Because, mishum dehavile Talmud Torah, upiru rivya, shnei ksuvim abon k'echad, v'chol shnei ksuvim abon k'echad, ein melamdim. Because we have two time-bound mitzvos, rather non-time-bound mitzvos, that women are pater. And that serves, and you can't apply that anywhere else. So Talmud Torah, women are pater, and Pura Rivia, they're also pater. Only those two. And we have that klal, kol shnei ksuvim hamabam keachad, eim lamdim, we cannot learn from there to anywhere else. Maybe we should just probably stop here. Let's go back. I think we have a few extra minutes. Let's go back to a very interesting toast, if that's okay. It's a very fundamental Tosos here in Ramban. I think it's Ramban who argues on this. We look at Tosos back to Lamed Dalam and Aleph. Dibur HaMaschil Ma'ke. Gemara said above that Ma'ke, Aveda, V'shilach HaKan are mitzvos that are Shelo Hazman Grama. They are non-time bound, and women are actually chayiv in them. So asks Tosfos, Tema, L'Rebbe, B'chol Hanik Sivlav. All the examples that are listed here in this Gemara are all examples that have a lav attached to it. So it says, "Ksiv lo sasim damecha by makeh." It says, "Don't spill your friend's blood." Bebeisecha, and even afagav the mokminin leib lemigdal kalav ra v'sulam. Even though that pasuk is also used elsewhere, that you can't have a wild dog in your house, or you can't have a sulam reuah, you can't have a bad, faulty ladder in your house. Da'inu simin biyadam mikol makom asanami lemakeh. Even though it has another drasha, pashas is referring to a lav on not building a fence in your house. Da'adashinam b'sifri v'asisa zumitzasei. So we see that there is a lav attached to building a fence. Next example, Toso says, you cannot turn away. There's a lav when it comes to ignoring a Shabbos Aveda. And Vishulach HaKan also ksiv, lo sikach ha'em al abanim. So if each of these examples have a lav, Imkain asks Tosfos, Eich yehu nashim p'turos, how could women be pater in these mitzvos here? Because afilu heim zman grama, even if they were zman gramas, Ha hishvi akasiv isha v'liish l'chol onchim shabbatara. The Gemara tells us that women are equal to men in terms of all los ases. So what's the Gemara telling us that these are examples of mitzvahs asei shelo azman grama? Nothing to do with that. Regardless of the time of this mitzvah, they're chayiv because there's a lav that's attached to them, and they're chayiv in all lavim. So Tosafot gives a very interesting answer, and he says, V'omer ri, dibechulu mishkachas behu asei belo lav. Every one of these examples here, you could create a situation where the asay is independent of the lav. You could isolate the asay. So even when there's an asay, you're right. Tosu says, when the asay and lav come together, in a chadami, women are certainly chayiv. But when the situation where there's only the asay without the lav, even then women are still chayiv in the asay because it's shelo azman grama. So what's the example? He goes through all of them. We'll go through just one to highlight this to you. B'makeh, when is there lav? When I'm building my brand new construction house, and I have in mind not to build a fence, that's when the lav, there exists the lav. But let's say, let's say when I set my plans, I had in mind to build a fence. That was part of my plan. After time, I ran out of money, I couldn't build a fence, or I didn't want to build a fence. So there's now an asay, I have to proactively build a fence. But there's no lav anymore. The lav only exists, that's an assumption. The lav only exists when I begin the building process. So that's a case where there's only an asay, there's no lav. maybe women should be pater. Comes the Gemara tells us, since Makkah is shlo as man grama, women are actually chayv in building the fence. That's Tosfos' answer. Because he isolates the lav and the asay. I believe the Ramban argues.
It doesn't make it's not necessary. If you buy a house under Makkah, it doesn't have a Makkah.
He's an asay, but there's no lav in that case.
Why not?
I mean, that's Tosfos' assumption. It's arguable. That's Tosfos' assumption.
Right. But it's not very arguable. I mean, you buy a house, and as Hashem is telling you, if you have a house, put a makkah, because if you don't, you don't have, you know, you don't have blood in your hand.
Right.
You're
going to be chayv because something, you know.
Right. Yeah, certainly, you'd be liable.
Right.
Not necessarily in the halacha, but certainly in the right. Law.
You'd have to be over the lav also, then you don't have makkah there.
So the, according to Tosfos, not.
Right.
I don't know the sugya. It could be others would say no. When you buy the house, at that moment, if you have in mind to buy the house without having plans to build it, maybe you taka would have a lav. I don't know. But either way, the Ramban says differently. The Ramban says a very important yisod. Whenever you have a mitzvah aseh and a lav come together on any mitzvah, you always have to ask the question, which one is the ikr part? Says the Ramban, when it comes to these examples, the aseh is certainly the primary one, and the lav is simply there to be mechazek the aseh. So even though it's formulated as a lav, it really takes on the nature of a mitzvah aseh. So let's say you have an example. I don't know if there are examples. There must be. But let's say these would be mitzvahs aseh shaz man grumas. They would be time-bound. Even if they had a lav attached to it, women would still be pater because be'ikr, it's really a zman grama. The lav is simply there to strengthen the aseh. That's what the Ramban answered. So that's why even though there's a lav, there's actually half a minute to think that women are pater because a lav is really very much secondary here. That's the important yisod. So you always have to ask that question when there's an aseh lav, how the relationship works between the two of them. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.